articles.
Yo, hey, this is Matthews once again with Particles. This time with me is the man, like, skeptical. Hi, Ash, how's it going, man?
Yeah, mate, you right?
Yeah, not too bad. So we got a song out called Amber. It is not the first collaboration between the two of us. It is actually, I think, the fourth tune we did together.
Yeah, I think so. Fourth, right. Third or fourth, something like that. Yeah, fourth, actually, yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, I don't really remember how we got together. I think it was your agent talking to me, so sort of saying, Yama and Ashley is around in Austria, do you guys want to, you know, make a tune together? And I think we just hit it off from there, right?
Yeah, man, Clive mentioned, well, I said to him, and then we kind of got in contact, and obviously you're on the same agency, so...
Yeah, that made a lot of sense.
Quite easy hookup, and then came down. We went for some Chinese, I think it was. It's like all you can eat.
Yeah.
You squared the bill up. Thanks for that.
No worries, man. And yeah, I think that was 2016.
When
we started working on tunes, and I think people sort of know already that, you know, we kept working on stuff, and we actually got a little pile of tunes already on our hard drives, which is kind of exciting. And I think we're just gonna keep working on music.
Definitely.
And so from that point of view, I want to start talk about how our sort of collaborations work these days. I remember even with our first track, you came over, as we just discussed.
Exactly.
And that's a really cool way of working, I think. You're really quick with coming up with really cool, vibey little ideas, and you just stem them out. And also another great part of us working together is we're both Cubase people, so that makes our life quite easy.
Mate, I think that's so important. Like, I've done so many collabs in the past, and not a lot of people use Cubase. And when I found out you use Cubase, I was like, yes, sweet.
Yes.
Because I know Cubase inside out, so it's perfect, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, not inside out, but, you know.
No, but still, you know, the cool thing is we can literally switch controls, and then everyone knows what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's great. And especially the sort of workflow we sort of found for ourselves. I really enjoy that, like you coming up with those little ideas, and then we discuss what we both like about those ideas, and then we really go in and sort of recreate those little sounds or sort of emphasize those moments we had. And that's pretty much what we did with Amber as well. Actually, I got the original version here. Let me just quickly play that. And hang on, or is it? I think here it is. Can you hear that? Yeah, it should be.
Sounds well different.
Yeah. Big gap.
It's got a kind of jump up feel to it.
Little bit, yeah.
Wow, yeah, it's changed quite a bit since then.
Quite a bit. But I think the elements that we both really enjoyed was the sort of Asian themed intro.
Yeah.
And I really like that because it's very, very different to what the actual drop does, but it's sort of, it does make sense in a weird way for some reason, and I really enjoyed that. But then obviously the way that the bass is this program was something I really enjoyed. So the whole track is really empty in a way, but it's very full and dense at the same time.
Trying to think what we've done with that bass. Did I bring a bass over and then you basically copied it but and then remade it in Serum? I think you did that.
Exactly that. I think you had two stems, one being the sub and then like a top layer which was two harmonics being a bit detuned and phased and stuff. I think the sub and the harmonics didn't come in at the same time. There was sort of a little bit shifted. That's why it was this kind of rub effect.
Yeah.
And that was something we both really liked. And I think we just recreated that in Serum and added some more harmonics, distorted those harmonics to get some more top end to make the mix fuller. But the groove stayed the same. Actually, let me play the final version here quickly. I got it here as well. So this is how it drops now.
There's a lot more grit now.
Yeah, and I think that was just the main difference to your demo, which is layered and stacked more distortion and harmonics on the groove. And I think what makes this song really special to me is just the fact that it's super raw and super dry and tidy, but it's so maxed out
super
at the same
tight
time.
As well.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a really fun combination. I think.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Definitely.
And about Amber, you came up with the name. Was there any further story to that? Because I know you always have a little backstory to your track titles.
Yeah, I don't know with that one. I think it was just kind of in the list of things, but then I think we chose it just because of like the rawness. Of like the amber, you know, and just kind of works.
Yeah,
it suits it. It's like with the other tune that we've done, Runway. I mean, that's got the same kind of vibe, you know. It's got that kind of drive runway vibe, you know.
Yeah, but, you can really see where it's going, so to speak.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, nice one. And I think one more addition to Amber itself. What I really enjoy about the song as well is I think we had a moment in the studio at one of the very first sessions where we sort of took your idea, integrated it into an already existing drum project of mine, and then we recreated the bass line and all that. And then we had a moment where the whole track felt very synthetic and very, very, you know, just very synthetic. And then we started to chuck in little percussive elements. And I remember we also did some Foley recording like pieces of paper and empty water bottles just to get some different textures into the track. And I think that really makes it as well. I think that's always a nice sort of balance.
Definitely.
When you get a very synthetic song to come up with some dirty samples of Foley's or the other way around, if you get a very classical recorded song, just come in with a really obvious synthy riff or whatever, I think those two worlds
definitely
really bounce off each other nicely.
You need it's important to have the recording of anything for a mic, even if it's like a shaker or, you know, like you say, paper or coins in a cup or something.
Yeah.
You know,
it does give it a
definitely
different dimension, really.
Bit of a live touch, I guess. Yeah,
I think so as well. It's really important. I mean, that's it about Amber from my side. Is there anything you want to add to that, Ashley?
Not really, no. No, I just enjoyed doing a tune with you, man. It's always good fun, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think
what we do as well, it's not just like about writing a tune. It's important to have fun in the studio when you're doing it, because that writes the tune itself. So.
Very much so, and I'm happy you mentioned that, because I always have a great time having you over, and it's super fun hanging out with, you know, my Linz crew. Shout out to Andy at this point.
Right.
You know, everyone is really having a good time when you're over, and I think it really translates into the music as you just said, and that's just the biggest for me, the biggest proof that those real collaborations, when you're in the same room, you know, for a week or whatever, and share more than just the music, that's really when the good stuff is happening, and it's super essential, I think, for a good collab.
Yeah, definitely going nice out one. For some dinner and stuff and having a few beers. Always go and watch some programs on space and that.
Exactly. Dude, I texted you. I don't know if you...
The new Mars, have you seen that?
The new Mars.
Yeah, I saw.
It's so great.
I haven't
it's
seen so it great. Yet, but I've downloaded
Dude,
it.
Dude,
so.
you're in for a treat, man.
We're good.
It's fucking banging. It's
sick.
Awesome. Nice one. Let's wrap this up. This was Matthias and Skeptical. We just talked about our new track called Amber. It's out now on Vision Recordings. And I think it's fair to say there's more to come in the future.
Definitely.
And thanks,
we'll
Ash, for taking
the
time.
We'll keep the info on that one down, though.
Yes. So. yeah, exactly that. And thanks for taking the time. And
mine.
I'll talk to you soon, man.
Yeah, nice wicked, one. Man. Big up.
Bye.
Particles.